the opportunity to lead one of the sessions with this year's confirmation class. It was one of the last learning sessions, and it was called A Life of Faith. And one of the illustrations was to describe the Christian faith as two sides to a coin. One side is what you know and what you believe, and the other side is how you live out what you believe. And surrounding the two sides is God's love and grace. Now, this lectionary text assigned today is John 17. It's called Jesus' High Priestly Prayer. One commentator said, if this is all we had, we would still know what we needed to know to live a Christian life. We could study this every day and have what we needed. So this morning we celebrate our mothers, and we celebrate the 16s who are confirming their faith, but these words are for all of you. If you want to take notes, because I'm going to move pretty fast, because the best part is coming when we hear these six statements of faith. But your bulletin has a fill in the blank, so I'm going to fly through this. There's things that you should know. First thing to know is that you belong to God. Verse 6, I've made your name known to those you gave me from the world. They were yours, you gave them to me. Lots of people will try to control you and direct you, but it's important to listen carefully for what God wants. You belong to God. Jesus came from God. Verse 8. Know in truth that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. Believing, Jesus was sent from God to be the mediator and instigator of our salvation, what it takes for us to be pilgrims walking on the journey with God. God protects us. Jesus prayed, Holy Father, protect them in your name. It's important to always remember that nothing can separate us from God's love if we're listening to God. But we can't just listen. And we can't just hear. We have to live also, to do. God wants to protect us. God wants us to be wise and to make wise choices. And we won't know what God wants without prayer, Bible study, and listening. So that's the one side of the coin, what you know. But the other side is also what you do. And John 17 tells us some important things to do. First is that we glorify God. Verse 10 says, all mine are yours and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. The Westminster Catechism begins with the statement, our chief end is to glorify God and enjoy God forever. We are to live in unity. Jesus prayed to God that his disciples may be one as we are one. We are supposed to be as united as God is with Jesus. We are designed to be whole and better when we are united with Christ and united with one another. Doesn't mean we're always going to agree, but it means we're always going to be together as brothers and sisters. And it says, live in joy. Let's see some smiles. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice. Even though Jesus' earthly life sometimes had sadness and violence, most of the time, Jesus lived in joy, surrounded by friends. St. Columba of Iona, 1,500 years ago, in the 500s, wrote, joy is the echo of God's life in us. So if you know it, show it. Please. Live in joy. And as you're doing that, put God before the world. Verse 14, they do not belong to the world just as I do not belong to the world. So put God before the world. Our forever home is with God. Our priority is to honor God by choosing what we do to honor God. And finally, make the world better. Jesus said, as you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. This church is a great place to be, but we don't live here. Well, Jeff and I live here. But we don't live here. We can't live here. Jesus sends us out into the world. Jesus wants us to make the world more like God's ideal, that the kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. So we love God and we love others. We be like Jesus. We be determined to make this world a better place. Now, any one of these points would make an excellent sermon or Bible study. I know pastors who've done John 17 for months and months. But this is what I want to say today. None of us will be perfect in our walk with God, but there are two sides to the Christian life, knowing and doing, and it's all surrounded by God's grace. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Lord, you have shown us what is good, to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with you. And we pray this morning that we will always be guided to know and do your will and work. Thank you for the blessings of mothers and women who are like mothers. Thank you for children, our own children, and those that you have given us in our church family. And on this day of celebration and in the weeks ahead, may your love be our guide, just as the prayer you taught your disciples is our guide. And so we pray.